When are we going back? You said that we'd go back once we have found the other members of the Order, I finish. But it's been 2 months, Anne whines. What if there are no others? What if they refuse to allow Anne and me to enter? We're not special, as you are, Felicity says, giving special a nasty tone. It's a wedge between us, the knowledge that I alone can enter the realms, that I have the power and they do not. They can enter only if I take them. You know what my mother told us. The realms decide who shall be chosen. It isn't left to us, I say, hoping that is the end of it. When, pray, will these ladies of the Order make contact, and how? Felicity asks. I've no idea, I admit, feeling foolish. My mother said they would. It isn't as if I can simply take an advert in the newspaper, is it? What of that Indian boy sent to watch you? Anne asks. Kartik. I haven't seen him since the day of Pippa's funeral. Kartik. Is he out there even now in the trees, watching me, preparing to take me to the Rakshana, those men who would stop me from ever going back into the realms? Perhaps that's it then, and he's gone away for good. This thought makes my heart ache. I can't stop thinking of the last time I saw him, his large dark eyes filled with some new emotion I couldn't read, the soft heat of his thumb brushed across my lip, making me feel strangely empty and wanting. Perhaps, I say, or perhaps he's gone to the Rakshana and told them everything. Felicity mulls this over as she scrapes her name into the dry tree bark with a pointed stick. If that were the case, don't you think they would have come for us by now? I suppose. But they haven't, don't you see? She pushes too hard on the stick, and it breaks off on the Y so that her name reads F-E-L-I-C-I-T-V. And you still haven't had any visions? Anne asks. No, not since I smashed the runes. Felicity regards me coolly. Nothing at all? Nothing, I answer. Anne folds her hands under her arms to keep warm. Do you suppose that that was the source of it then? And when you destroyed the runes, you stopped your visions for good? I hadn't considered this. It makes me uneasy. Once I was afraid of my visions, but now I miss them. I don't know. Felicity takes my hands in hers, giving me the full seductive powers of her charm. Gemma, think of it. All that lovely magic going to waste. There's so much we haven't tried. I want to be beautiful again, Anne says, warming to Felicity's plan. Or perhaps I could find a knight as Pippa did, a knight to love me true. It isn't as if I haven't argued with myself over these very things. I ache to see the golden sunset over the river, to have all the power that I am denied in this world. It's as if Felicity can sense my resolve weakening. She gives me a kiss on the cheek. Her lips are cold. Gemma, darling, just a quick look around, in and out, with no one the wiser. Anne joins in. Kartik is gone, and no one is watching us. What about Circe? I remind them. She's still out there somewhere, just waiting for me to make a mistake. We'll be very careful, Felicity says. I can see how this will go. They will push me until I agree to take them in. The truth of it is that I can't enter the realms, I say, looking off toward the woods. I tried. Felicity steps away from me. Without us? Just once, I say, avoiding her eyes. But I couldn't make the door of light appear. What a pity, Felicity says. Her tone whispers, I don't believe you. Yes, so you see, we shall have to find the other members of the Order before we can return to the realms. I'm afraid there doesn't seem to be any other way. It's a lie. For all I know, I could enter the realms again at any time. But not yet. Not until I've had time to understand this strange power I've been given, this gift curse. Not until I've had time to learn to master the magic, as my mother warned me I must. The consequences are too grave. It's enough that I will live with Pippa's death on my conscience for the rest of my days. I won't make the same mistake twice. For now, it's best that my friends believe I have no power left. For now, it's best that I lie to them. At least, that is what I tell myself. In the distance, the church bell tolls, announcing that it is time for Vespers. We'll be late, Felicity says, walking toward the chapel. Her tone has turned cold as the wind. Anne follows dutifully, which leaves me to roll the heavy stone back in place over the altar. "Thank you for your help," I mumble, straining against the rock. I catch sight of the parchment again. Strange, I don't remember any of us putting it there, now that I think of it. It wasn't there last week, and no one else knows of this place. I take the torn paper from under the rock and unfold it. "I need to see you immediately. There is a signature, but I don't need to read it. I recognize the handwriting. It belongs to Kartik.